Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The second baseman, Tom Ragland. Batting third. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Ellis. Batting seventh. The DH, Walt Williams. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Rusty Torres. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Tidrow. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting third. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. And now, play ball. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a fly ball into right field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Hendrick who is chasing the ball. Coggins reaches third base with a triple. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ellis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a fly ball into right field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with McNally covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks strikes out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ragland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 0 for 1 in the game. Ragland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell fields it and throws to second for the out. Bell moves to third. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. Spikes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0 Indians. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis takes first base on ball 4. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ellis moves to second. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Coggins takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coggins. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Coggins steals second. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 1 in the game. Grich strikes out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. Torres hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally fires to first and has Bell trapped. There's the throw to Grich, who tags Bell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendricks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 3-1, Indians. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into center field. Hendricks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson tags and scores. One out. It's 3-2, Indians. Al Bumbry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbry is 0 for 2 in the game. Bumbry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hendrick, who is chasing the ball. Bumbry reaches third base with a triple. Hendricks goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 3, Orioles, 3. Tom Hilgendorf now pitching. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 2 in the game. Grich is walked intentionally. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ragland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Hendrick hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 2 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Hendrick. Davis reaches second base with a double. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hendricks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ellis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams bunts towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Ellis moves to second. One out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 2 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. Duffy hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bellinger hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair pinch hits for Albumbrey. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair strikes out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first, with Hilgendorf covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Blair now playing center field. Rich Coggins now playing right field. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Ragland hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 3 in the game. Hendrick takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Grich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 3 in the game. Powell strikes out. 1 out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hilgendorf fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 3 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ellis hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Hendricks and he is safe. Williams steals second. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Williams moves to third. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 3 in the game. Torres takes first base on ball 4. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Williams scores. Torres moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 3 in the game. Duffy takes first base on ball 4. Orlando Pena now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Torres scores. Duffy moves to third. Bell moves to second. It's 5-3, Indians. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Ragland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Chambliss now playing first base. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive towards third. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Merv Rettenmund pinch hits for Elrod Hendricks. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Johnson now pitching. Terry Crowley pinch hits for Mark Bellinger. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rettenmund moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. Rettenmund moves to third. 2 outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coggins for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.